Transmission.
You. What's happening? It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting here in front of my TV, and guess what's on? Big Trouble in Little China, again. So great. Such a good movie. Pippa was sitting here watching it for a few seconds, but she went over into the other room to get a drink of water because she's thirsty kitty. And I'm a thirsty Tobe, so I'm going to drink some tea. Oh, it's so good. And speaking of tea, this is only vaguely related. My ice maker is still being weird. It was weird last night, and it wasn't making ice at the rate it... It was working, but it wasn't making ice at the rate it should have been working. It should have been making ice. Am I speaking English? Well, I woke up this morning... Not really. I woke up this afternoon, about 45 minutes ago. Got a late start today. Got some tea and there was some ice, so ice got made overnight. Last night I had to take the ice thing out and I defrosted it and I couldn't figure out what's going on and it still didn't want to make ice and blah blah blah. And so this morning, or this afternoon, I took the thing out again and I thought, I gotta check this for things that are blocking the stuff and things that aren't doing the stuff with the thing, you know, scientific troubleshooting. And I found an ice cube that was holding up the ice tray, and I thought, is this the problem? Was this what's going on? And I don't know what's up. But I do have a little bit of ice today, which is good, because the temperature right now, as he switches over to the weather channel, the temperature right now is 90 degrees. And it's going to get higher. It's creeping up. That's going to be unpleasant. I need to go to the store today. I went to the store last night. I went to one of the stores last night. I went to my 24-hour grocery store last night. I got to go to the other store to get some of my stuff today. When am I going to do that? I'm already sort of running out of time. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have slept in so late. But I slept pretty good. I'm not complaining. I don't remember. Yeah, no, I did wake up once or twice, but I fell right back asleep. What was I doing last night? I wasn't doing anything. I just was sort of doing regular stuff. And for whatever reason, I was up till 4, which wasn't that bad. But I woke up at like 12:45. Yule. So I'm glad I got some good sleep. Uh-oh. We got some noises. And that's my cat. That's Pippa. Doing some kitty poops. I just love that sound so much. Oh, she's so funny. What a wacky cat. All right, so it's going to start to stink in here for a few minutes. And that's just fine. The other weird news is that my car engine light came back on after doing something weird. But the problem then didn't repeat itself, and so I don't know, but the car's got to go back into the shop tomorrow. And I hope they have it done in a day or less because I got to go to the doctor on Thursday. So, I don't know. How am I going to get to the doctor if I don't have a car? Well, somebody's going to have to give me a ride. In other news, wasn't last year's eclipse on this day last year, or is that tomorrow? And how is that even significant or important in any way? It is not. Oh, wait, my God, what am I doing? I shouldn't be watching Big Trouble in Little China. I need to check my sports channels to see if. Okay, well, why are they playing Phenoms? Although this is the one with Mahmoud Dahoud. I do love Mahmoud Dahoud. I gotta check my football channels to see if there's any football on. Because, yes, the first weekend. Or not the first weekend, but it doesn't matter. Because I had so much football to watch yesterday, I actually missed some. I missed half of the Manchester United or Manchester City game. Well, they've got the under-20 Women's World Cup on, and then MLS, and then okay, so not this channel. Yeah, so what am I trying to say here? I gotta check real quick to see, make sure I'm not missing anything right now, to see if anything is on later that I need to see. Not that channel. And we just gotta check 47 as well. Come on, 47. What the hell's wrong with my TV remote control now? Does it want to work? Come on. Okay, here we go. 47. Phenoms also on 47. Oh, but it's a different one even. Oh, jeez. Okay, nope. It doesn't look like there's any football I need to worry about on today. Okay. So we're in the clear. We're in the clear to watch Big Trouble in Little China. So I think I will do that. Because I've got nothing better to do except go to the other store and buy food. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait till this afternoon, but it's going to get hot. Ah, geez, I don't know. So indecisive, yeah. And I don't even want to go to the store. You know what store I really want to go to? Speaking of Big Trouble in Little China, you know, the other day, I think I just mentioned this, but I didn't elaborate. The other day, when I was at the Asian market, such a terrible name, but it gets right to the point. I mean, there's no ambiguity about what this store does or sells or services they provide. But anyway, while I was there the other day looking around, I found a section that was, I don't know, like two shelves about a meter long and maybe 30 centimeters deep that had Joss paper. And I was very happy. I got very happy very fast because there's just, up until now, there just hasn't been anywhere to buy Joss paper in my town. So I'm very happy about that. I got really excited and I started looking and I don't have very much money to spend on stuff like this, but maybe I need to back up. If you're not familiar with Joss paper, perhaps I need to explain. Joss paper is used by the Chinese and other Asian peoples as burnt offerings So, Joss Paper gets burned to provide benefits for your dead ancestors. And Joss Paper's burned for other reasons, but the reason I'm so interested in Joss Paper is because I'm really curious and I really love what has come to be known as hell money. What is hell money? Well, hell money kind of is what it sounds like. It is money for hell. I first saw hell money in a weird little catalog of novelty stuff. But I never have owned any. I've never have purchased any. Hell money is a type of Joss paper. And if you go up to a Chinese person and say, "Do you have any hell money?" they won't know what you're talking about. I think it's kind of a Western interpretation, but hell money is a type of Joss paper that is printed to look like money. And you burn it, and then that money goes to your dead ancestors, and they can use it in the afterlife. And there are other Joss paper items like this. You can buy, not at this store, but in places where, they're a little bit more hardcore about this type of thing. You can get like Joss paper TVs, just TVs made out of paper, and all kinds of products and weird stuff and things that look like food and like paper bottles of booze and stuff. You burn this and your dead relatives get to have it. I've always been fascinated with this concept, especially the hell money. Just Joss paper that's printed to look like money, because some of the Chinese stuff is really, really cool. It's beautiful. It's got the Emperor of Hell on it. The denominations are just outrageously large. And it's very interesting. It's just very cool. Longtime listeners to this show will know that I am a big fan of paper ephemera. Any weird kind of useless paper thing is particularly fascinating for me. And so, hell money and Joss paper is really fascinating to me because here is something that was made and printed, and it was made only to be destroyed. I mean, it has no other use. It has no other function but to be burned. There are very, very few things like this in our world. We don't make a lot of stuff just to destroy it. One of the only things that comes close is, and we often associate this with the Chinese as well, is fireworks. Fireworks as an art form has always really fascinated me because it takes a long time to make a fireworks shell. Think of just that one thing that you see on any fireworks show. It launches up there, boom, and you have this flower or this puffball shape of stars, and that burns out. If you make one of those by scratch, and they all are, there's no machine making fireworks. It takes a lot of man hours just to make one single shell. Man hours, many, many, many hours. And then what do we use these for? We burn them. We set them on fire and they explode and they go from something into nothing but a little bit of leftover ash and smoke in about 4 seconds. Now, fireworks themselves, they look pretty. So you could say, oh, no, they do serve a function. They look pretty. That is their function, to look pretty as they are destroyed. Joss paper is not that way. Joss paper is just burning paper. So it's not used for anything except to be destroyed. And it serves no purpose other than to be destroyed, to be burned to nothing. Now, of course, people might argue, well, it serves the purpose of, you know, spiritual well-being. Okay, yeah, that's fine. But there's no obvious purpose to other people like a firework is, okay? So I've always been particularly fascinated with Joss paper for a lot of reasons. You can get some really beautiful Joss paper, and there's some really, really interesting things that get printed on various kinds of Joss paper. And right now, of course, we're only talking about hell money. But man, when I was in the Asian market, I did see some cool Joss paper. And you can buy packs of this stuff for a dollar or two or three, depending on how much you're buying at any given time. And they had all kinds of cool stuff. They even had little gold ingots. And these are just pieces of gold paper that are folded up to look like gold bars. And you'd light them on fire so your dead ancestors can have some gold. So anyway, so there I am, standing in front of these shelves of Joss paper with my jaw dropped, almost touching the floor. I'm so surprised. I'm so happy to see all this cool Joss paper. Many things start going through my mind, and I'm thinking, geez, I should get some of this. I could use it to wrap fireworks and blah, blah, blah. I could do this. I could do that. I could just start putting some of this stuff up all over town. I mean, I could get some wallpaper paste and glue Joss paper sheets to telephone poles and stuff. Now you're thinking, why would you do that? Well, again, some Joss paper is very plain. Maybe it's just gold and it says gold on it or something, right? Or maybe it just says whatever. But some Joss paper is like, you know, little sheets. It's got stuff printed on it. Fantastical scenes and very cool stuff. And, you know, sometimes this printing is kind of cheap because, again, Joss paper is meant to be cheap and it's meant to be destroyed. So, you know, it's not exactly the greatest printing process, but there's all this very cool stuff. And I see this as being a kind of folk art because somebody made this design. You know, somebody did this art that was printed. But whoever did it will remain anonymous. And, you know, this art will never appear in a museum or anything like this. This is some very interesting art. This is art that was made only to be destroyed. Only to be burned to nothing. That's why I find it so fascinating. God, I can't afford to buy any, but I'm really tempted to go over there today and spend $5, get some Joss paper, and get some of those yummy snacks that I was eating that I don't know the name of. But there I am, standing in front of the Joss paper in the store, losing my mind, and then suddenly it occurs to me to look for hell money. Because I'm looking at all the pretty Joss paper, and I start thinking, oh, get some hell money! So I start looking around on the shelves, and boom, guess what I found? Yes, I found some hell money. But here's the weird part about it. You know, I was hoping to get some Chinese-style hell money, right? No, but what do they have? They have these packs, and I think they were like $2. And they were, Jesus, those packages were half an inch thick. They were about a centimeter thick, 12 centimeters thick, or 12 millimeters thick, I mean. Oh. And I found these packs, and they are some bills. And these are bills that were made to look like American money. Yeah. And so, there's a big picture of Benjamin Franklin. And I'm like, oh, no, come on, I want the Emperor of Hell. I want the Celestial Emperor. I don't want Benjamin Franklin. So I pick up a package of these Benjamin Franklin hell money Joss paper notes. And I'm just laughing because they are kind of cool. They're kind of cool. And one of the interesting things about it is the denomination of the bill was $10,000. Yes, a $10,000 bill, but it had Benjamin Franklin's face on it. If you're not familiar with American money, Benjamin Franklin, the only guy on any American money who wasn't a president, Well, any money that's in circulation, I should say. Benjamin Franklin is the guy on the $100 bill, which is the largest bill in denomination, the largest denomination bill in circulation today. There were larger denominations, but they got taken out. We don't need to go into that. So here I am, for the first time in my life, finally holding some hell money. And guess what? I did not buy it. I put it back down and thought, I can't afford to spend the $2. I should have done it. But these bills, they weren't that great. They weren't that interesting. You know, they weren't in color. They were just black and white, and rather plain and very American, you know, with Benjamin Franklin. And I was trying to, that's not what I'm looking for. I want to get some better hell money so I can actually give it to people. You know, do you take hell money when I'm trying to buy things? Excuse me, do you take hell money? That's the thing about hell money. It's always very large denomination bills. It's not, you know, unusual to see hell money bills that are like 1 million yuan or, you know, 10 million or something like that. And if you look up hell money on the internet, you will see pictures of some really cool stuff. But now I'm wondering, should I go back there? Should I go back to the store and buy some Joss paper? Do I want the hell money? Maybe I should get some anyway. I don't know. I just, God, I'm trying to hold myself back, but I really want to buy some Joss paper. Now, I know what you're thinking. This thought just popped into your head. You're thinking, Tobe, why don't you cut out the middleman?
What do you mean? Tobe says.
And back to you. Well, here you are. You're going to go out and spend real money to buy fake money to burn. Why don't you just cut out the middleman and burn real money? Because the end result is the same. You know, you don't have your money anymore. I got to spend $2 to buy the hell money. No matter what happens, I'm not going to have $2 anymore, so why not just burn the real money? Well, I'll tell you why. That's a good idea, don't get me wrong, and I don't have any problem with burning real money. It's just that real money doesn't burn very well. And yes, I've tried it. Yeah, it burns, but it's nothing interesting. And it burns kind of slowly, and it, you know, it's cotton rag paper. Joss paper is very thin, it's very flammable, and it burns really well. And it burns fairly completely, too, compared to, you know, other types of paper. So, I don't know. I do need to go out today. Maybe I will run over there. It's not that far away, the Asian market. What should I get? Should I get some pretty Joss paper that I can use as street art? I can get some spray mount and I can go around putting it on light poles and stuff in my neighborhood. That's an idea. Or should I get the hell money? Or both? What else should I do? I don't know. I'm feeling so, I don't know. I kind of want to buy some Joss paper. There was one set. There was this one package of Joss paper. The sheets were kind of big. They weren't, you know, like American 8.5x11. They weren't like British A4. This paper was slightly smaller. It was, probably like, 20 centimeters by 15 centimeters. The sheets, about that size, give or take. And I couldn't tell how many sheets were in a package. At least 10. You know, this paper is really thin. There could have been 2 dozen pieces in there. And I could only see the top one, but some of them were different. I could see that whatever was in this package, there was some interesting stuff. So maybe I want that because it's colorful and interesting and, you know, Chinese looking. And I could use it for all kinds of stuff. If it's just patterns, I could put it on some of my fireworks. If it's anything else, I could put it in a frame and put it on my wall. I could actually burn some of these. I think I do have some spray mount. Do I still have spray mount? I gotta go down in my basement and see if I have any spray mount. I love spray mount. Rubber cement in a can. It's like spray paint, except it's spray glue. It's the greatest thing ever. You just walk around, do-do-do-do-do, spray it on stuff, glue stuff to people's walls. It's so fun. Of course, you know, like, paste is cheaper. Wallpaper paste is cheaper. Oh, and you know what else just has occurred to me? I've got some mochiko. I've got some rice flour. I could make traditional fireworks paste. Oh, it smells so bad, though. So maybe that's what I'll do today. Make some paste. Because if I go out and buy Joss paper, then I don't have enough money left over to buy any paste. Any, like, wheat-based wallpaper paste, so maybe I'll have to make my own paste so I can go out and vandalize my neighborhood with Joss paper. Could this happen? Yeah, this could happen. How much money do I have in my pocket? My wallet is not in my pocket. My wallet is up in the kitchen. I know that I have at least $5. I think I have $7. $7! And that's enough to buy some Joss paper and some spicy snacks or some rice crackers. Or I could buy a lot of Joss paper, or I could buy a lot of rice crackers. But, oh my God, am I going to the store today? Am I going to the Asian market to buy Joss paper? I could. No. And I'll go and I'll look at that other tea. And, geez, maybe I'll... No, I can't be spending too much money. But I need to also go to the other store. And after I go to the other store, will I feel like going to the Asian market? I don't know. Maybe I should go to the Asian market first, and then on the way back, stop at the grocery store and buy whatever it is I'm supposed to buy. What am I supposed to buy? Oh, I actually need to get a couple of cans of tea. I have waffles. Oh, I was going to buy some sausages. That's what it was. And something else. What else was I going to buy? Now I can't remember. Oh my God, I'm conflicted. I'm confused. I'm having that weird anxiety that I get when I know that something that I want exists and I'm not sure if I should buy it or not. Even though it only costs $2. Wait, I've got all that change. Last night I was at this other store and I realized, gosh, I'm carrying around way too much coinage. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'm going to count the change in my wallet, see how much money I have, and I'm going to go spend that much money on Joss paper, maybe even some hell money. That's what I'm going to do. That's the plan. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that generates dubious goals for me every day, like we just did. Tune in tomorrow to see what Joss paper I bought. Bye-bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ Zap 0800.